Now let's try and settle this question of messy desks and disorderly conduct.
Despite my best intentions, it's usually a bit messy. I think my desk pretty well projects the image of me, a worker and a dreamer.
Workers, dreamers. Well, when I checked in and saw all of you responding to our question of this messy desk thing, it was like a homecoming or some 12-step program group hug. You see, me and desks go back a very long way. There was the big old wooden presidential-looking desk that I can still remember hiding under as a toddler. The smell of that desk I can still remember, and how the large side drawers contained ancient stuff that just sat there forever, while the top drawer had all kinds of things we used every day, pencils, little knives, magnifying glasses. I actually used to work in a factory that made desks for the big office furniture company Steelcase one summer before college. Miserable job. But my real desk anxiety came in third grade. My teacher, Mrs. Bolton, who hated messy desks, would during recess dump my messy desk on the floor and have me go through its geological contents, wrinkled up old homework fused with moldy half sandwiches, in front of the whole giggling class. It was utterly humiliating. Mrs. Bolton was fond of saying, "A messy desk means a messy mind." And you can go to thetakeaway.org and see my desk today and decide about the Bolton rule in my case. 40 years later, though, can we resolve this? Is a messy desk an indication of function or dysfunction? Researchers at the University of Minnesota designed an experiment. They randomly assigned students to disorderly rooms and orderly rooms, and guess which group exhibited more creativity? Ryan Rahanel is one of the authors of the study. Welcome to the program, Ryan.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So I've got to know, the fact that I have a messy desk means that I'm a really interesting, creative, flexible, artist kind of person, right?
That's certainly what our studies would suggest, actually.
Oh, good. That's excellent. So the fact that my third grade teacher said that a messy desk means a messy mind, that's not scientific at all. And in fact, it might be a form of abuse.
Well, I'm not so sure if we call it abuse, but, you know, we are finding that there are different implications of having a messy environment than what we've previously known.
What do you think about the sort of food chain idea that the people who are, you know, at the top of the food chain in the management hierarchy typically have the desk with nothing on it except maybe a pen or, you know, a gold-plated something? And it's the people who do the real work that actually have cluttered desks.
There are a lot of reasons why that might happen, other than wanting to be creative or wanting to stay within the traditional guidelines. However, our studies would suggest that, you know, if there is someone with a clean desk, they might just want to stay within tradition, want to stay within the typical conventions of behavior. And if you have a messy desk, you know, maybe that's a signal that that person is trying to be creative. They're trying to think outside the box. And we're really suggesting that there might be ways in which you might want to structure your environment if you're a manager for your employees, depending on what their job type might be. And, you know, we thought, well, you know, if messiness or disorganization is so prominent in society, in nature, why is that? Why is it, if it's so bad, why is it still so prominent? And so we thought, you know, it might actually suit different behaviors. And so things like creativity, which are typically seen as, you know, very desirable behaviors, we were really surprised, I guess, is one word to describe how we felt that, you know, messiness or disorganization really encouraged that. And it's really hard to change creativity in the moment. I think a lot of people think of creativity as, you know, something that someone either has or doesn't have. And to change that in the moment with a single person, just by changing their environment, I think that's something that's really striking with our findings.
It is amazing, that's for sure. I'm going to definitely go into my office and mess it up a little bit more, so this will be a better show. I think that's the lesson there. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, John.
Good luck with that PhD.
Thanks.
Ryan Rahanel is a PhD candidate at the Carlson School of Management at the University of Minnesota and co-author of that recent study on messy desks and creative behavior.